Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this 49th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. PR and marketing laws. Rule number 10, sacrifice. This is what we'll be talking in this episode. So welcome, my friends, marketing friends, communications friends, PR friends. And if you're a business owner, I hope you'll stay and listen to this episode. This might sound very negative, right? The law of sacrifice. And if we really look at this law, it's really simply thinking about what you English friends say all the time, less is more. I love this say. Many PR and marketing professionals, I was one of them, I have to admit, we expect better results based on the quantity of products we launch or the press releases we send. They want to have like the news and they want to tell stories all the time. Well, it's really because they're not aware of this law of sacrifice. Sometimes it's better to choose less, but very interesting, to the point information. It's very similar, actually, this law of sacrifice to the rule of 80-20. Maybe you know that rule. You know, when we say this 80-20, we relate to 80% of the revenue is usually generated with, let's say, one single client, and the 20% is generated by 10 clients. Or you have one main product in your line, and this is the product that's really making all the sales. But you have like hundreds of other little sales around it. So it's very similar to that. It might be dangerous sometimes, so depending on your market. But when I speak to my clients, as a result, when they are super selective and they stick to it no matter what, they really maximize their profit. And this is what it's all about, this love sacrifice, is to maximize your product. So at the end, it's really positive. The law of exclusion, as I like to call it as well, sacrifice exclusion, which involves making choices. It's really the opposite of the multiplication, really. And as I just said, it's really more profitable. It seems counterintuitive when you think about it. Just having less products, you'll be making more money. But it is, there's something very human behind that that I can't really explain. But sometimes if you look at companies that have been there for the longest time, they have one or just a few like star product. However, being selective, making choices, it's not so easy because, you know, making choices like this. Why? Because who can really predict the future? It's difficult to pick and choose, right? And this is why sometimes I talk about the 501 cases. So I mentioned to my clients that they haven't found or that they might have found their 501. And of course, I'm referring to Levi's iconic jeans, the 501 jeans. This brand is so amazing. I really watch them and look at what they're doing. So this brand, they have a flagship product. And this product has been made in all styles when you think about it. Even for men, women, low rise, high rise right now, in different washes, with holes, no holes. Anything you can think about at jeans, they've made it with the 501. How crazy is that? So think about how far they've come since they were created in 1873. I'm very impressed by Levi's. And according to Wikipedia, Levi's jeans created in 1873 by Jacob Davis and Levi Strauss. So there you have the name, Levi, Levi's. They really they made a difference right away. So they were able to make this very strong distinction by using something very simple. This is how you can reinvent something sometimes. So they use the rivets, you know, this little metal piece used where the pockets are, you know, at the points of strain. We often talk about a five-pocket jeans like the 501. So you have obviously two big pockets in the back, two in the front, and then the little one inside in the front, inside one of the pockets in the front. And if you look at it, not every jeans are like that today, but they made a difference because of that. I love that. And it's really in 1922. So I don't know if they will be doing something crazy for the in 2022 around that story, but it's in 1922 that all Levi's, including the 501, would be manufactured exclusively by its cotton mills in Greensboro. Crazy, right? So even the Levi's and the Guess jeans that have this famous 501 jeans, and you can imagine also if you just stop thinking about that, how much money they've made, that this one product has generated. It's insane. They've built an empire on one style. It's a bit the same with, not a bit, it is the same with Guess Jeans and some other companies. A client of ours has created what they call the yoga jeans, and they are becoming the most comfortable jeans in the world. So all this to say that even then, sometimes they fall in the trap of proliferation, especially when the economy is really good, then they start creating all kinds of other clothing around the jeans. But if you pay attention, I invite you to really pay attention and look at what they're doing. So when we go through some crisis, they all quickly go back to their flagship product. So they all go back to their 501. And especially in economic crisis, we'll see what's going to happen right now through the pandemic. Will they go to the basic, back to the basic, as we say? So I invite you to pay attention to that. It's interesting to see. And if you've started your company, especially if you're a young company offering services like us, PR and other communication service, for example, you probably offer a lot of services, like several products. And this is really how we identify... it's not negative, but this is how I identify agencies that aren't experts in their field. So the more products, the more services, I'm like, let's be careful. Let's talk to these people and see what they're really good at, because sometimes they will be amazing at one or two of the services that they provide. And this is what we do when a client of ours, if we've been working with them for a long time, we build this relationship with our clients, and they want to know what we think. That's the first thing we do. We look at what the other agencies are proposing or offering. So, you want to know how to make a selection. You can't predict the future. So what do you do? Of course, you go do some researches on Google. And have you discovered Google Trends? This is an amazing tool. You can go there and you just type some words, some names, and you'll find if it's trending or not. If actually, it's just Google gives you access to what people write. So are there millions of people looking for a certain word? We were looking for like public relations when we created NataPR School. And what I found was people were really looking for this sentence, how to get known. And this is so interesting. So we're using it quite a bit, PR and social media, to get known, to make your product, your company get known. And so that's one thing you can do if you need to make a selection in your products. Or you can certainly also, we do that all the time. This is a little secret from all PR agencies. We love statistics. And in many countries, your government is giving you access to their studies, right? To their statistics. I love looking at those. We use them in press releases very often. Or then you type anything and what appears, different blogs, different website. you can, it's really almost impossible to type something or a topic or a sentence and not having anything. I think it's impossible today. You just find everything, every subject. So use the web if you need to, you know, clear or make a selection in your products. This is the way you can do that. It's an excellent way to do that. The other thing I always suggest my clients is if you have many fans on your Facebook page, ask them questions. Ask them what they love to buy, what they love from you. You can do a little survey if you have an email base of clients too. Like, it's not expensive to do that. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode and that you will be joining us next week. And of course, as always, you can find me. Maybe it's easier to find me on my website. I know the links is not always clickable below the podcast. I just realized that. But if you want a free consultation, just send me an email, nara@narapr.com. And of course, the website, easy to find, narapr.com. I hope you'll be joining us next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to narapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nara PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nara@narapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.